It is time for Mike Kazi. Mike, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Well, we have a new national champion of the NCAA tournament for the men.
Oh, yeah, that was last night. That's right.
Virginia or West Virginia, whatever. Whoever won it.
The team that got the lucky calls against Auburn. That's what I refer them as.
Well, they are the winners.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Next.
All right. Houston and the Yankees had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, that's what I watched. It was a real good game. Tanaka pitched good. Verlander threw like 110 pitches in six innings. He struggled a little bit. Yankees had a 3-1 lead. Tanaka pitched out of a pretty big jam in the sixth inning. And then the wheels fell off the bus for the Yankees. The pen couldn't hold the lead. And Astros came back and walked out the building last night with a 4-3 win over the Yankees.
All right. Well, baseball's back.
Yep. Thank goodness.
And it was a good game. I mean,
it was a good game. Yeah. I watched it. It was a really good game. It was a real good game for both teams. Both teams had opportunities. Pitchers pitched themselves out of jams, something that's not allowed anymore. And it was a good game. It wasn't a pitcher or an inning game.
All right. We haven't talked about this, but all these media reports about this feuding between the Green Bay coach and the Green Bay quarterback.
Well, he's not there anymore, so.
But you name me one team where the coach and the quarterback don't jaw at one another. If you've got a good coach and a good quarterback, name me one team.
New England.
Oh no, they still jaw back and forth.
Not much.
No, but they do.
Not to the point of somebody's leaving.
No, but I don't think that's. I don't. Do you really think that's the reason he got fired?
In Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Unfortunately, I think in that situation it was.
Okay.
Because why would you fire this guy? He made your team competitive over the last couple seasons when the team got decimated by injuries, including the quarterback. And when your team's built around a quarterback like it is around Rodgers, and you don't have him, your season's pretty much over. And that wasn't the case for the Packers. They were competitive without Rodgers. So, in my opinion, he did a pretty good job. But I guess with what the game plans were or whatnot, Rodgers wasn't happy and complained and out he went.
Right.
I think he's a good coach. I think he should be hired already. But he's not.
All right, where else do you want to go?
Back to the Yankees. Remember I told you about Severino?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming back from wherever he was to New York to get a further MRI in his rotator cuff, which is not good news, because if he was healing and showing progress, an MRI wouldn't be needed. So, like I said, when it happened, if you see Severino pitch anything at all for the Yankees this year, it will be a very lucky situation. I think he's done for the year, and if this thing needs surgery, if the rotator cuff needs surgery, it's going to extend into next year. The longer they put this off, the worse it's going to be.
All right. Anything else?
What else? No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm just glad to see baseball back. But if you look at the games, it's something like last year. You're seeing a lot of runs. The Oakland A's, they could be in big trouble this year because the Orioles scored 12 runs off them yesterday. So it could be pretty bad for them.
All right. And my good buddy.
And I think the Red Sox open up their home season today.
Yeah, 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah, I think they open it up today.
Well, it's going to
be
it's going to be a nice day for them.
Is it?
Yeah. No, here it's already 40 degrees and it's really foggy, so it's going to be a partly cloudy day, a chance of shower here and there, but it's going to be warm, temperatures in the 60s.
Yeah, Red Sox open up today 2:00 against Toronto.
So
Chris Sale opens up for the Red Sox at home today.
Yeah, so it should be around 60, 65 degrees when they play, 60 degrees, which is fairly decent for Boston this time of year.
Yeah, that's not bad for up there.
No, I see. That's what baseball should do, play these games during the day, not have any night games.
Well, they used to, yeah. But, you know, home openers are usually day games, and Red Sox have put a lot of probably a lot of side stuff in today because of their world championship last year, and they're deserving to do it.
Yep. My good friend Brian from Kingston says, hey, we missed a good game last night. It was a good game, the basketball game for the NCAA.
I'm glad he enjoyed it.
All right.
I'd sooner watch the Yankees play the Astros.
Oh, and by the way, you should know what's coming up next week, what we have to talk about all week long.
What, Tiger Woods' failure at the Masters?
We'll talk about the Masters.
Tiger Woods' failure at the Masters.
All right. We'll see what happens with it.
Maybe. Tiger Woods will fail at the Masters. Okay. That's what'll happen.
Okay.
All right, we'll see what goes on.
I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey this morning with the Check on Sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.